Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Macon. It's time for this week's Flock Mailbag. Lots of questions after rookie minicamp last week. All the fans want to know who looked good, who stood out at rookie minicamp, and that's what we'll go ahead and start right now, Ryan. This first question is from Dawn, and she wants to know, after that first weekend of all the rookies, who do you see as a starter from day one?
Well, I think day one, I think Matt Elam is probably going to come in and be a starter. You know, the Ravens obviously are thin at safety after, you know, Ed Reed departed via free agency and they released Bernard Pollard. So there's a spot there. Yep. Michael Huff would seem to come into Ed Reed's spot. He's more of a cornerback slash safety, kind of patrols the deep center field if he has to, or match up on, with guys one-on-one. Elam is a piece that you can move, help out in the run game, big hitter. You know, he can really step into that position that Bernard Pollard vacated. Then you look at linebacker.
Yeah, then there's the other, the second-round pick, you know, Arthur Brown.
Right.
His first two picks, I think Arthur Brown definitely is somebody who comes in. Same situation in the sense that Ray Lewis is gone, Danelle Ellerby's gone. So you could plug him in probably right next to Jameel McClain and have him be a starter from day one. Both your first two picks, and that's really good value to get starters from day one out of your first two picks.
And we'll see. I mean, we're still in early May.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of work to be done. Those guys have to earn those positions. They're not going to be given that just because they're high draft picks. I think another guy to keep an eye on is Brandon Williams, third-round defensive tackle. I think he's got a shot to turn into a starter at some point during the season. I don't know if it's going to be day one, but I know the Ravens were impressed with him after this first rookie minicamp, and he'll challenge Terrence Cody with some playing time.
Yeah, that will definitely be a position battle to watch during training camp, him against Terrence Cody, who's coming off the hip injury.
Right.
So that'll be something to watch here over the next couple of months. All right, the next question, John Henry wants to know, what position do you think the Ravens need to add still before the training camp starts?
Well, I think if you're looking at one spot, it's probably at wide receiver. That's still the one question mark with this team, whether you're going to go with, you know, some of those younger guys like Etienne Dawes, Laquan Williams, Dave Reed. I feel like we've listed these guys a million times.
Right.
But if you're going to add one piece to this team, I think it's still at wide receiver. There's Anquan Boldin's departure is a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big loss right there, I think. And they could use somebody to step in, provide a little veteran leadership to this group and production.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I do think that if one position, if a cornerback that they really liked came available, they thought could be a guy that helps out on special teams too, kind of like a Corey Graham that they added last year, you know, during the free agency period. If a player like that becomes available, maybe a late, you know, training camp cut. Last year, James Ahedebo was cut by the Patriots during training camp, and then the Ravens picked him up. Maybe if there's a guy like that, I could see them bringing somebody in to help the secondary as well.
You just never know, really.
It depends on who's available.
It definitely does. I mean, Ozzie even said, you know, if there's a pass rusher that comes available, you can never have too many of those. And you're sitting here thinking, wow, I didn't even expect Doomerville to come, you know? So you just never know.
Yeah. All right, the third one, Ray wants to know, and this is a position that people were talking about early on in the offseason, that's linebacker. Ray wants to know, after the moves, they've added some pieces, Arthur Brown, Elvis Doomerville on the outside, Rolando McClain also on the inside. With some of those moves now, how much playing time will guys like Courtney Upshaw and the rookie John Simon see?
Well, I think Courtney Upshaw will still see a lot of time in this defense. It's not that it's a traditional 3-4 plug-and-play defense. These guys are playing all three downs. It's very multiple. You know, there's a lot of packages in the Ravens' defense. And I think Courtney Upshaw, you know, with his skill set, still fits into a lot of those packages. He's a run stopper. He'll still see a lot of time in those downs. And even they could move him inside and get a look at him as a rush inside linebacker in passing situations. So I think Courtney Upshaw is still a big part of this defense. And then when you look at John Simon, he's a rookie, you know, and he's at a crowded position. I think he mostly makes his impact on special teams this year and also works in rotationally. You know, the Ravens defense also likes to keep fresh bodies in the game, so he could work his way into games, you know, rotationally.
Yeah, I think the main thing here is that the Ravens, the name of the game with these moves this offseason has been depth. That's where you had guys like Chris Canty and Mark Spears, and that they put them in a group along with guys like Arthur Jones and Haloti Ngata and Pernell McPhee. There's that defensive front. You know, it's a front seven, but they got about, sounds like 20 guys, you know, they can rotate through there. There's a ton of guys that can play on that front seven. I think that's where those players fit. Courtney Upshaw got a lot of playing time as a rookie, so I think that's going to be the same deal. They really like him, and John Simon, we've only seen him out here at rookie minicamp, but I agree with you. As a fourth-round pick, most likely going to make his impact on special teams to start with. So, all right, that's all the time for the questions this week, Ravens fans, but keep those questions coming on Facebook and on Twitter, and as always, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.